But the truth is, the real truth, if you leave out all the dysfunction, the first truth is that everybody seeks power, because this is the part of us that seeks more, okay? It's very instinctual.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage, and quite thrilled with myself. The other day, I channeled what is called the Temple of Her, holding power, embodying erotic wealth, and reigning your soul-led empire. It just speaks so beautifully to everything that I have been working on and cultivating in my business. And so that's who I am. Kind of lost for a moment where I was going with that. Today, I want to speak about power. And, you know, just that word holds so much charge for humanity. Power, sex, and money have been the conversations that I've been having for the last close to 10 years. And any one of these words is highly charged. And we put them all three together, and wow, we just have a soup of charge and trigger. Trigger soup. One of the things that I was taught by the mother, by the great mother, is that it's all the same. Power, sex, money, it all is the same. It's all rooted in power. And as I was out in Mother Gaia this morning having conversations with the mother, she's been taking me down a whole nother rabbit hole of this conversation of power, as she does. And, you know, as this goes with my relationship to her, she says it is all power. To hold more, to expand, to improve ourselves, to increase our capacity, to take on more, to however we want to word it, ascend even in the spiritual community, more, which, little side note here, is a natural desire in humanity, is to keep expanding, growing, evolving more, because the universe is always expanding. So we are just desiring very intuitively, very subconsciously, to stay in rhythm with that expansion. So it's first and foremost never wrong to seek more. That's a whole other conversation. But in this conversation of more, it's all about power. It's embodying more power. Now, right there, I want to pause because, again, our society has such a distorted view of what power is. If you look at our society, you know, our government, our school systems, our military, our law enforcement, power does not feel good from most of these organizations, or all of them, just not necessarily all the people. I don't want to imply that all of the people associated with those organizations are bad or wrong, because they're obviously not. But these organizations, when we place any of those organizations with the word power, they instill a very negative reaction in our bodies and in our minds, right? Because there has been a massive abuse of power. And the minute you abuse power, it's no longer power, it's force. Now, this is, I say this because it's a wonderful book written by Steve Hawkins, Power Versus Force. He does a wonderful job of going detail into what we mean here by force, not the physics definition of force, but force meaning a use of energy that is overpowering others. It is self-serving, and not in a self-serving of love, but I will serve the self no matter what harm it causes. Okay, that kind of self-service. The crab climbing out of the bucket, right? And stomping on everybody else to get out of the bucket. That's self-service. That's the energy of force. And that has been a large reflection of power that we have seen in humanity. So subconsciously, we often immediately associate the word power with this distortion, with predatory behavior, with being overpowered. Now, nothing that I speak to here is in that context, okay? Using the word power, anytime I speak to it, is in the context of, first and foremost, self-empowerment, all right? Which is truly your connection to yourself, your connection to divinity, to God, to love, to creative life force energy, and your empowerment, and through your empowerment, the empowerment of others, okay? So this is about raising up all of humanity, not just one leader getting to the top or one corporation getting to the top, and doesn't matter what happens along the way. All right. So power, your personal power. And the interesting thing is it doesn't matter what you seek more of. You could want to seek more love, want to seek more joy, more freedom, more nothingness, right? Like to do nothing, more of that, more spaciousness, more time, more nourishment, right? More of other people to take care of you. Or you could seek more direct power, more money, more success. None of it is wrong. None of it is better than others, right? We have a lot of hierarchy that somehow it's better to desire more love, but to desire more money or success makes you evil, right? And that's because of this dysfunction around power. But the truth is, the real truth, if you leave out all the dysfunction, the first truth is that everybody seeks power. Whether you own it or you want to deny it, I don't really care. The truth is you do. Because this is the part of us that seeks more, okay? It's very instinctual. Does it make you a bad person? It definitely does not make you a bad. How could it make you a bad person when it's instinctual, right? That would just be ludicrous. Everybody would be a bad person. But that's what we believe. And so therefore, we try to hide it, right? No, I don't want more success and money. I want more love and joy. Meanwhile, like there's little whispers going on of what we really want. And, you know, I'm not saying that everybody wants more money, but there is truth there. So the first truth is that everybody seeks power. And the second truth is that it doesn't matter what it is, they are all forms of empowerment. So to embody more love is not just opening your heart and being kind. That's beautiful. And there is space for that. But to embody love is to embody the fundamental frequency of creation. Okay? From the law of one, which is everything, that there is only one. It is creation, and that is it. There are the first three primary laws. Okay. Nikola Tesla knew this, the law of three. And that law of three is awareness, love, light. Light being information and actual physical light. Love, not human love, not the emotion of love, unconditional acceptance. That anything that is created is already loved and accepted and received by creation. Otherwise, it wouldn't exist. That's true love. Okay. That's divine love. So to embody more love is to embody more of your divinity. And divinity is absolute fucking power. Right? Creation is power. God is power. So to embody love is to embody more power. Now, you can absolutely focus on just opening the heart and being kind, and you will not get there. You may experience moments of love and more love. You may definitely experience more love. Don't get me wrong. Again, and there's no judgment here whatsoever. But if you really want to embody love, you have to understand power. Because guaranteed you are playing the game of power. That's what we do. Everybody does it. You do it with yourself. You do it with others. You do it with the world. It is the constant game of power. That is the game. The game is power. Now, again, it's been dysfunctional. And we're moving out of that dysfunction. We're moving into, slowly but surely, healthy game of power. But it still will be a game of power. It'll just look different. It won't be hierarchical. It'll be cynical, where we all exist truly equally. But there is still power, because power is really about relationship and exchange. Remember how I always said wealth is the art of exchange? We're constantly exchanging. You cannot live without exchanging with yourself, with the universe, with other people. And every time you exchange, there is a giver and a receiver. And that, my love, is power. That's it. That's the fundamental. Power equals giving or receiving. And you can actually do them simultaneously, but it's still a power play. Now, what happens if we rewrite this? What happens if we rewrite power, sex, money, love, all of this, with simply the understanding that it's exchange, giving, receiving, and it's the quality of that exchange, and it's about the relationship of that exchange, right? I've been speaking about this with wealth for a long time, because with wealth, particularly with money, we can absolutely say there's a transaction, right? There's an exchange. But it goes beyond money. And this is the beauty of this conversation, is that there is no end to it. So let's take the conversation of love, okay? Embodying more love, right? Because that feels perhaps the furthest from power. Okay? Embody more love. Now, what do you do? You give love. You receive love. You give love, you receive love. You give love, you receive love. And that is a power play. Now, it doesn't mean that you're having power over somebody else, right? But it means that sometimes you are giving and sometimes you are receiving. And sometimes you are holding, just being in it, right? That too is part of the game. So power is what you seek. And I just invite you to just own that. Just own it. You don't have to go screaming it at the mountaintop or telling all your friends, but own it for yourself. Own that you seek to embody more power. Own that you seek to understand yourself in more power. Own that you seek to understand yourself as the giver and all the power that exists as the giver and as the receiver and all the power that exists being the receiver and as the isness, beingness, existence, and all of the power that exists there. To know thyself. And these are really raw and honest conversations, because I love these conversations. And I love walking people through this recognition, right? Oh, wow. I haven't shown up in relationship with myself. I haven't shown up in relationship to power. I haven't shown up in relationship to love that I say I so deeply want. And then what happens? I only give it. I don't even know how to receive it. Or I only receive it in certain circumstances, and other times I don't feel safe to receive it. I want to just give it. I want to just be seen as giving. I don't want to play the game of receiving. But guess what, my love? That doesn't exist. And that is what creates burnout, exhaustion. It creates resentment. And a whole heck of other lists of things that just don't feel good, because it's not natural. If you look at nature, right, there's a constant circulation of energy. Mother Gaia, in and of herself, is constantly giving and receiving to herself, right? An animal eats another animal, and then it poops, and that poop goes into the ground, and the ground receives it and those nutrients, and then the tree grows, right? And then the tree receives the sun and the water, and then an animal eats that tree or that plant, right? It's a constant circulation of life, the circulation of life, the circulation of energy. That's what this is, the exchange, the exchange, the exchange. So there's a lot here to this conversation. I'll bring in some more delicious conversations. We'll go deeper into this for a little bit. And if you let yourself, you will see. You will see your dysfunction, not from a place of judgment and criticism or shame or guilt. There's none of that here. This is empowerment, because when you see where you're not showing up, now you have the opportunity to show up. If you never see it, you never know it. And you'll just keep carrying on thinking that you're doing everything you possibly could, when really you're not. So that self-awareness and the willingness to own where you're actually at is the most powerful thing you can do, because it's that relationship to self, and it's the exchange. It's all of the information embedded in every single moment and all of the little actions and micro actions and breaths that we take. The breaths, right? The exhale, the inhale, the pause, the exhale, the inhale, the pause. Constant exchange, constant power play. Food for thought. I would love to hear how this landed for you. You can always email me at info@alarasage.com. And I'm now on Substack, so make sure you check me out. At alarasage is my handle there. And I'm really bringing in everything that I bring from all my other social medias into Substack. So there's writings there, there's videos, there's audio transmissions, all the things for you there. And I'm always here. I'm always here for you when you're ready to hold more. Because there's no limit, my love, to what you can hold. As always, I love you so much. Until next time.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.